you wanna go, where everybody knows your name.
'Thumb National Bank presents a reward program where you choose where to spend the points. This is Heather from our new Thumb National office in Bad Axe. Each time you use your Thumb National Bank and Trust debit card, you earn points. Unlike other reward programs that take forever to accumulate points, limit your point redemption options, or eliminate their point program altogether, Thumb National Bank's You Choose program allows you to earn big rewards and offers thousands of redemption choices. The more you use your card, the more points you earn. Just go to thumbnational.com and click on the You Choose Rewards link to sign up today and start earning points while you shop. It's that easy. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, with offices in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. Two quarters are in the books, and we are ready to start the third quarter here. As Harbor Beach won the toss to begin this game, they elected to defer. Dave Hanson, why don't you tell us about some other area scores?
Just a couple of men, Clark, and eight-player football. Kingston led CPS 28-0 somewhere in the first quarter. We know USA is trailing Ubley 20-0. And Vassar led Hemlock 7-0 in the first quarter, and KPAC led Marlette 7-6 somewhere early in the second quarter of that game.
In the first half, Bad Axe actually had more time possession, 12:59 compared to Harbor Beach's 11:01. Mind you, though, Bad Axe only got four more minutes in that second quarter. Bad Axe trying to go for the onside kick, and it goes right into the hands of a white jersey for Harbor Beach, number 51. That would be Kendall Gintner. And Harbor Beach will have a short field to work with. They're going to start this drive at their own 46-yard line.
Not sure if Bad Axe trying to catch some of them offensive linemen of Harbor Beach who play the front part of that special teams off guard or not, but Kendall Gintner showing soft hands, catching the football and doing what he should. He gets it, smothers it, and goes right to the ground and puts his offense on the field in great field position.
First and 10 right in front of us, right to left across your radio, are the Harbor Beach Pirates coming out in the spread formation. One wide to the left, two wide to the right, and it's a handoff to Daniel Lanfear. And he dives out to the 49-yard line for a four, maybe three-yard gain brought down by Nick Schember of the defensive line of Bad Axe.
Harbor Beach sticking to what's been working in the second quarter, now in the third quarter. Three wide receivers, two running backs keeping Schelke company, one on each side of them. One of them, obviously, Lanfear. He takes the football from the left side to the right and hits that gap. Schember makes a nice tackle to bring him down after a nice gain on first down.
Second down, 760 yards to go. It's another handoff to Daniel Lanfear coming around the right end. Has the first down. He beats him on. He's down to the 30. Showing that speed at the 20 to the 15 and dragging his defender inside the 10 and finally forced out of bounds at the 5 and maybe inside of the 5-yard line. But there's a flag laying at the 48-yard line. Way behind the play.
And that was the right end. That's the side that Daniel Lanfear, like on first down, again on second down, got around the outside and hit the gap. But again, that yellow handkerchief looks like bad news for the Pirates.
Odie.
So holding against Harbor Beach was going to pick him back, push him back. Instead of a 55-yard run, it's going to be a negative 10 from the 49-yard line of Bad Axe, pushing them Harbor Beach to their own 41-yard line.
Big plays like that. Harbor Beach looking for that offensive explosion, getting back to the years where they scored a ton of points. That was one of those plays. Daniel Lanfear just showed off those speed, got to the sideline, dragging defenders all in the same. But again, that dreaded handkerchief on the ground. pulls Harbor Beach back, and what a 55-yard gain turns into a 5-yard loss, a huge swing of events. This is something the Bad Axe Hatchets have to feed off of.
James Shelkey looking to pass, rolls out of the pocket to the far sideline, has a man open as he snuck behind the defenders, but this was thrown at the feet of his intended receiver. Number 32, Cole Anderson, that fullback, diving out behind the secondary. And it's now going to result in a third down, 15 yards to go.
And here's where the quarterback, Shelkey, will get more comfortable as the season goes on. His original read wasn't there. Pressure came from the backside. He rolled to his right, to his throwing side. And what happened is the defense that was guarding Cole Anderson came up so afraid of the run that if he takes, slows down a little bit, sets his feet, delivers a throw, Cole Anderson is about 8 yards down the field, wide open, no one near him. He makes that throw. Harbor Beach scores a touchdown. Instead, he throws it into the ground, and we got the handkerchief on the ground again, Clark.
James Shelkey keeps it for himself, coming around the near sideline, rolls out of that one. He has the first down, dives back into the 45, still on his feet inside the 40, and spins down to the 38-yard line. The flag that Dave was describing was at the line of scrimmage as the snap was going, so that tells you is a free play for the offense, more than likely against Bad Axe. Right. We'll find out here.
Because certainly if it was on Harbor Beach, they would have killed that play right away.
And it's disco night here, and it's going to say illegal procedure against Harbor Beach. So for whatever reason, they let the play go.
The near sideline judge threw the flag
illegal
as soon
formation,
as...
Illegal formation, offense. 5-yard penalty.
I almost wonder if Robert Emming on the sideline was covering up the end, was too far ahead on the line of scrimmage, causing that 5-yard penalty, because he was certainly confused, Clark. I don't know if you noticed or not, but when the play got started and James Shelkey started running towards the near sideline, Robert Emming never moved. Didn't even know the play had started yet.
That's correct.
So I think he had looked over at the official to see if he was okay, and the play started without him. So that's what I'm thinking, is he was the one that was lined up.
And now we have whistles again, and the same official is moving very quickly to the referee, Tom Turner.
Here we go again.
So Congress is in session for the first time this season. 10:35 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading 18-0 over Bad Axe in the week one of MHSAA football. And the officials are now trying to figure this one out. They're confirming what down it was. Indeed, it is third down, a country mile. The line of scrimmage is at the Harbor Beach 35-yard line. The first down marker is at Berry Road.
Big play here for the Bad Axe defense. Yes, it's third and 20, but you have to keep the game to a minimum and get the ball back into your offense's hands quickly.
Shelkey staying in the pocket, throwing downfield, has a man in through the hands of Daniel Lanfear. He would have had the first down and then some after that. Falls incomplete, and Harbor Beach is going to be forced to punt this one away.
But you got to like what you're seeing from the Harbor Beach offense. They drop back, straight passing down. They know Bad Axe knows they're going to throw it, and they run four receivers. James Shelkey throws a confident strike a little high and a little behind Daniel Lanfear, just out of his reach, but was open again, Clark. You're seeing some soft spots in the middle of the field on that Bad Axe pass defense. James Shelkey not quite able to make it hurt, and now in fourth and 20, the Harbor Beach Pirates going to punt it away here.
Robert Emming, punter for Harbor Beach at his own 25-yard line. Nice looking punt. Bounces at the 33 deeper into Bad Axe territory, still rolling, and finally rolls dead at the 27-yard line. So a beautiful punt from Robert Emming, flips the field, and Bad Axe will have a decent length of field to work with, a 74 yards for a touchdown ahead of them. 10:09 left in the third quarter, 18-0 Harbor Beach.
And the best part about that kick, Clark, was he angled it right down the sideline, and he landed it where Ryan Wehner couldn't quite get to it into the air. He was forced to let it bounce at his feet. It took a Harbor Beach bounce, so the punt net punt yardage is even better. But the best part about it, as I was mentioning, no return. Ryan Wehner, a dangerous punt returner. You get him in open space, he can certainly make it hurt. When you take that away from him, now you pin that Bad Axe offense back even further and force them to go a long ways on your defense that's pitching a shutout right now.
They're going to start this drive at the 26-yard line. 10:09 left in the third, and there's a rolling to the right as Ryan Wehner, and here come the white jerseys to stop him. And there's going to be no gain on the play. They're going to say he's tackled inbound, so the clock continues to roll. Second down now, 10 yards to go. Left to right across your radio are the Bad Axe Hatchets, trailing by 18 points.
In other area games, Ubley scores again. Matt Mychek with his second passing touchdown, Clark, of the night. Ubley takes the lead 26-0 at home in the home opener against USA.